The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
Work still on? What? What's up?
Oh, hell yeah, we are back. What's going on, everybody? Hell yeah, once again we are back for another season of the Spanish Fly Experience. Only this time we are turning it up a notch and gonna kick straight fucking hip hop joints from 1990 all the way through 1999. Of course, we ain't going to do it all at one time. We're going to go year by year, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do 1990. Of course, next week will be 1991, and the week after that, 1992. Hell yeah. I am excited to be back. Hope you guys are out there anticipating our show for, you know, that fucking comeback, man. I know I was, you know, but got to find time in between my busy schedule to make sure that I take care of you guys, because I know how much you guys love listening to our podcast every single week. And, of course, we love bringing it to you on every fucking platform that's available out there for podcasts, like Spotify, of course. You can hear us on the Apple one that you, I think you could listen to podcasts on there. And, of course, you know, fucking Spotify, all those, man, I don't know. There's just so many podcast fucking platforms out there that we can put our shows out there for you guys to check out. So, hell yeah, man. I'm excited to be back, man. Fucking another fucking edition, another season, a full fucking 9 weeks full of fucking great music coming your way. All you got to do is just turn it up every single week when we let you know when our shows will be released. That's right, they're being released, like I said, every single Friday, unless something happens we're not able to, but we will do our best to make sure that we are bringing it to you every single Friday, all right? And of course, a different season, but the same motherfuckers that got my back. Mr. Rudy Herrera out there, my producer on Fresno, man. Thank you so much, dude, for taking care of me once again this year, for this season, I should say. And of course, the clothing line that's one of the fucking best out there right now, Villains and Saints Clothing, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. They are my sponsors every single week, of course. You want to check them out. Got that fucking fly gear out there for you. And since the weather is starting to warm up, the sleeves are starting to come off. No more sweatshirts. No more of that shit. We're fucking coming out, or they are coming out with the spring wear. Pretty soon going to be the summer wear, man. So let me tell you, you're going to fucking love it. At villagesofsaintsclothing.com. Check them out, all right? So I say we're going to be doing hip-hop this one, right? Yeah. 1990 was right around the time when it was that transformation from that, you know, old school fucking Bill boombox fucking ones carrying over your shoulder like Run DMC type music to the ones that you just fucking put the tape deck in your car, you put the tape in there and you just start bumping, cruising in your whips, bassing it everywhere you go, man. You know, gotten away from the from the breakdancing and all that other stuff to the fucking just straight gangster rap, man. These motherfuckers out there banging on wax and just out there banging hard as well. So, of course, you know, you got your wannabes out there too that were out there trying hard to be gangbangers like Vanilla Ice and those motherfuckers. But, of course, you also had the people out there that were trying their best to be the lady lovers, man, and the ones that wanted the ladies to love them. Oh, by the way, this I'm going into my first song right here from on the Spanish Fly Experience. About to kick this one off with this fucking joint right here. Have you guys seen the video? Dude in the boxing ring fucking just getting warmed up and, you know, starts fucking rapping at the mic come down. He's in there rapping through and doing his thing. Yeah, I'm talking about LL Cool J. Of course, you know him from going back to Cali on Bad in the early 80s and the late 80s as well with I Need Love and all those other joints. Well, yep, kicked it up a notch on this one right here. In 1990, released this fucking dope-ass joint right here. The song's called Mama Said Knock You Out. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Mama told him, get upstairs, take out that garbage at the end of that video. All right. Rudy, let's kick off our fucking season, man. Let's do this shit wild right now with LL Cool J. Like I said, this is Mama Said Knock You Out right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. LA.
Paying the price, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
That's my boy, LL Cool J. What did it stand for? It stood for Ladies Love Cool James. Yeah, mama said knock you out. What a way to kick off the Spanish Fly Experience right there with a dope fucking rap joint just like that one. Bringing it to you every single week right here with the Spanish Fly Experience on this fabulous podcast being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing over at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. I'll be talking about these guys throughout the show here and there, so make sure you guys are getting yourselves ready to go out and buy you guys something dope to wear. I'm telling you, you fucking got the best gear out there. You got the spring wear out there. It's going to be the summertime. Going to be rolling around pretty soon. You don't need me to tell you. All you got to do is just go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Check them out. All right? Get 10% off when you mention Spanish Fly at the end when you check out. Save you some money, man. Hell yeah. For those of you who are on spring break right now or maybe about to take spring break off next week or any kind of vacation, just saving you guys some money right there automatically. Boom. Just like that. All right. On to the next one. Of course, these fools were out of L.A. County, man. Fucking this right here, like, to me, kind of, this to me started the West Coast hip-hop right here, man. Fucking the West Coast hip-hop scene was popping with these fools. Were out there fucking on the streets doing their fucking crazy shit. And, you know, they had some real gangsters up in there, man. I'm telling you, you know, these fools weren't to be fucked with, man. And, telling you, man, these fools right here actually, you know, to me, like I said, they kicked off the hip-hop scene, man, the fucking West Coast. One of the best fucking joints out there as from by this group, you know. They all went their separate ways after a while, but, you know, I'm talking about Arabian Prince, DJ Yella, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, Ice Cube, MC Ren, N.W.A. Can't say what it means because I don't want people out there who are sensitive to come after me and be like, you can't say that N-word. But yeah, just, man, every time you hear this song right here, man, you just want to just turn up the bass, man. Just fucking just roll with it. You know, they also had that one song called Fuck the Police, you know. Pretty controversial joint right there. Suggest you guys don't say that, man. You don't want you guys getting shot out there, right? So keep it cool, keep it cool, keep it real. Let's start this hip-hop joint up right now. 100 miles and running from N.W.A. right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Let's check it out, y'all.
My motherfucking mind, running like I just don't care. Cops is 50 miles, but yo, I'ma get there. goes out to the four brothers from Compton. You're almost there, but the FBI has a little message for you. Good luck, brother.
Running like a nigga, I hate to lose. Show me on the news, but I hate to be abused. I know I was a setup, so now I'm gonna get up. Even if the FBI wants me to shut up. But I got 10,000 niggas strong. They got everybody singing my fucking police song. And why they treat my group like dumb?
Keeping the West Coast up in this motherfucker right here. Spanish Fly Experience. My name is Spanish Fly. Bringing you that joint by my boys straight out of Compton. NWA right there. Hell yeah. Fucking 100 miles and running all day long. And they fucking kept on running with fucking joint after joint after joint. And then even when they went their own ways, you know, rest in peace, Eazy-E. You know, man, fucking the hip-hop joint had... Hip-hop scene was never the same once Eazy-E left, man. But, you know, especially after Tupac had died and the Notorious B.I.G. had died. You know, we'll talk about those guys later on in other shows, man. But those fools highlighted the fucking 1990s, the hip-hop, man. I'm telling you, you know, I don't think there were any other fucking better joints out there than the ones that we are bringing you today. Just like this next motherfucker right here. This fool right here is a pimp. Fucking player right here, man. Gonna leave your girl around this motherfucker. Even still to this day, as old as this motherfucker is, 52 years old, still a player, man. This fool wrote the book on being a player. Man, wrote the book about being a pimp, man. Nobody can compare to this dude. Probably got more fucking pussy than any of you motherfuckers out there listening put together. And then some, man. Just by himself. That's right, my boy. Straight out of Oaktown, California. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Mr. Todd Anthony Shaw, a.k.a. Too Short, Too Sheezy. My boy right here, man. I looked up to this fool. Fucking taught me everything I know. Things I did back in the day, man. Knew how not to get caught. Yeah. This fool right here brought it to you right here. 1990. Talking about the ghetto. Then you know what it's like, man. If you guys have never been to a ghetto, if you guys are out there, just grew up in the suburbs, you know, never had it rough, this dude will let you know what it was like to be up in the ghetto. Hell yeah. My boy Too Short right here kicking it off with this joint, the Spanish Fly Experience. Let's do this.
Even though my brothers do me just like that, I get a lot of love, so I'm giving it back. smoke crack cocaine. She was 9 months pregnant, ain't nothing changed. 600 million on a football team, and her baby died just like a dope fiend. The story I tell is so incomplete. 5 kids in the house, no food to eat. Don't look at me and don't ask me why. Mama's next door, getting high. Even though she's got 5 mouths to feed, she'd rather spend her money on a HIT. I always tell the truth about things like this. I wonder if the mayor overlooked that list. Instead of adding to the task force, send some help. Waiting on him, I better help myself. Housing authority and the OPD. All these guns just to handle me. And
the ghetto. People are dying.
Too Short with the Ghetto right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. What's happening, everybody? My name is Spanish Fly. I hope you guys are out there enjoying the show. Hope you guys are loving what we are doing on this season of the Spanish Fly Experience, bringing you the best of the fucking hip-hop joints. This season, we are doing all hip-hop all fucking time from 1990 all the way to 1999. Of course, kicking off this one with 1990 joints. You just heard LL Cool J started off. Also had NWA, 100 Miles and Running. And also we had, just right now, Too Short. And right now it's time for my boy Shock G. Hell yeah. And all the rest of the motherfucking crazy crew, man. Fucking, it had, even Tupac was a part of this group for a little bit. You know, out there running, fucking rolling, doing their thing, touring. Every single time they toured, they always had a different lineup. And my boy Shock G was always the main one right there in the front, always doing all the crazy dances and crazy lyrics, just like this one right here, man. These ones even came out of the movie called Nothing But Trouble. They came out there. They donated their time, man. They didn't even fucking get paid. They just went up in there to say, you know what? Let's get our popularity on just like this. Let's come out in a movie. So that one crazy movie with Dan Aykroyd, man, that movie's fucking crazy. But they were doing the same song on there. But we're not going to do that song, this one. This song right here coming up. This is the Humpty Dance right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Yeah, having a great time doing this, y'all.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny. But yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hop.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hop.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hop.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop.
People say you're Humpty. You're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more Z, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing. Like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like. And if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious. I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance. And now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hop.
Come on. Sexy lady,
do the Humpty
Hop. Come on, I'll do the Humpty Hop. Sexy baby. Myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I lift to the side like my leg was broken. Shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy whack funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, dig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off. I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Shock G with his ultra ego, the Humpty Hump. The Humpty Dance right there. with the Spanish Fly Experience, your boy Spanish Fly right here in La Casa, taking care of you this week, doing year 1990, bringing you a new season of the Spanish Fly Experience, doing a hip hop all day long from 1990 all the way to 1999. I haven't said it enough on this show. We're just so excited to be back with you guys once again for another season. Thank you guys so much for allowing us back. And once again, we'd like to welcome Villains and Saints Clothing down at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Look them up on their Instagram. Check them out on Facebook. So many different ways to connect with them. All you got to do is just log on and check out all that cool-ass gear that they got for you. And while you're at it, get yourself something cool to wear and save some money. And what I mean by that, when you go to check out, type in Spanish Fly on the end, you get 10% off all clothing, no matter what you buy. 10% off, just like that, man. Just for being a fan of Spanish Fly Experience, you know, that's our way of showing appreciation towards you for loving our show and for spreading the word about our show. And make sure you spread the word about Villains and Saints Clothing as well. So check it out, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Hell yeah, yeah. I vouch for him. I got me some gear myself and look fly with my old ass. Takes me back, you know, to my younger days, man. But, you know, don't matter what age you are, you still look good. You can be 70, 80 years old wearing Villains Saves Clothing. Just show off the brand. Hook it up. VillainsSavesClothing.com. All right. Time to go Latino up in this motherfucker. Hell yeah. You know, weren't very many Latino rappers back in that day around 1990, especially around that year. You know, when they weren't very successful. You had one here, one there. And to be honest with you, you know, playing that kind of music was kind of, you know, people were skeptical about it because a lot of them came from South Los Angeles. And, you know, of course, that always brings up the old, you know, gangbanging, you know, south side, north side, but, you know, we try to stay away from that, you know, on this show. But, you know, we don't advocate gangbanging. We don't advocate, you know, none of that shit. But you know what? My boy right here, he's talking about the whole, you know, the Latino race itself, man. You know what I'm saying? The Latino race coming together as one, you know, doing some crazy shit while he was at it. Because you know what? You fuck with us, you get fucked with back, all right? Ain't gonna lie. But my boy Kid Frost right here, man, talking about La Raza, you know, he's not talking about, you know, gangbanging, nothing like that. He's just talking about the Latino race as a whole, getting along, just doing the crazy shit that we do. Carne asadas on the grill, fucking drinking our fucking micheladas, our coronas, and whatever the fuck else, and a stereotype. Yeah, I know. But that's how we roll, all right? My boy Kid Frost kicking it off right here with this Latino style rap song. It's called La Raza. You getting it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Órale, güey, dale. Soy MC Kid Frost. You saw a hit that my throne is the big boss. My quit is loaded. It's full of alas. I put it in your face and you won't say nada. Bat those cholos, you call us what you will. You say we are assassins, you treat me like a kill. It's in my brother be an Aztec warrior. Go to any extreme and hold no barriers. Chicano. And I'm brown and proud. Want this chingazo, Simone, so let's get down. Right now, in the dirt. What's the matter? You afraid you're gonna get hurt? I'm with my homeboys, my ties, my camaradas. Kicking back on mi ganga y pa' mi no diga nada. You're switching gornes, like Al Capone, it. Control a todo, so don't ever try to sweat me. Some of you don't know what's happening. Que pasa's not for you anyway. Cause this is for the raza. You so humano. Tú no sabes nada, your brain is hollow. Been hitting the head too many times with a bottle. Still you're trying to act cool, but you should know. You're so cool that I'ma call you a gulo. You're just a peewee, you can't get none ever. You're on the lever. Your own radio doesn't back you up. They just look at your ass and call you a poo butt. And so I look and I laugh and say, ¿qué pasa? Yeah, this is for the raza. We'll be right back.
cruising in the dot, you're headed for the Volo. No one to go with me, so I had to go solo. And when I go out alone, I pack. I don't sweat the gelatas when I know that I'm strapped. Every time that I pack my piece, I pull it out quick, all the nonsense will cease. Just like the song, when you're 18 with a bullet, got my finger on the trigger, I'm not afraid to pull it. If it gets out of hand, I know some mafiosos with the pull out quest. It's also stupid as my warsaw. Sitting there wondering what's happening, que pasa? Yeah.
Kid Frost, La Raza, hell yeah, taking you back to 1990, yeah, that's how we are doing it on this show, how we're kicking off the season 3 of the Spanish Fly Experience with all hip-hop, 90s style, from 1990 to 1999, you were throwing some Latino rap songs in between as well, just to, you know, spice it up a little bit, you know, show love for the Latinos. Hell yeah, you know, but like I said earlier before the song started, you know, it's all about, you know, the race, you know, the Latino race coming together, doing the crazy shit, you know, but at the same time, get crazy, get fucked with, all right? All right, on to my next song on the Spanish Fly Experience podcast, fucking doing 1990s rap. And, of course, these guys were out in the mid to late 80s, of course, you know. These guys were around back in the day where, you know, they were just fucking don't even give a fuck about the kind of lyrics they were spitting on their fucking albums. And a lot of it had to do with sex. Fuck, and pussy, and ass, titties, and all that shit, you know, and gangbanging. I'm sorry, hold on, let me put it this way, you know, running trains kind of thing, you know. You know, gang, I can't even think of the damn word right now. But anyhow, hell yeah, these motherfucking dudes right here, the first 2-3 albums that were out around that time, they had As Nasty As They Want to Be, they had Move Something, and they had that other one with We Want Some Pussy. You know, those guys, those albums, I had all three of those albums growing up as a child, believe it or not. I would have my parents tell them, you know, I would tell them to buy me some cassettes back in the day. We'd go to the Remate and buy those bootleg cassettes. And I would be like, can I have this one? Can I have this one? They wouldn't even care what it was. Put that shit on my Walkman. Fucking 9, 10, 11 years old, bumping 2 Live Crew. Hell yeah. 2 Live Crew got in trouble, though, man. And they actually were, you know, being censored back in the day. You know, because they were just too dirty to, you know, their lyrics were just too fucking, like, just obscene, man. These motherfuckers were getting kicked out of clubs and concerts and shit because of their style of the lyrics. But you know what, though? They fought back. They said, fuck this. You know what? It's a free country. We're going to say, you know, it's the First Amendment, whatever amendment it is about, you know, speaking or whatever the fuck else. You know, they're going to show everybody what's up, man. They're going to be like, we don't care what you think about us. So we're going to bust fucking our lyrics like this. We're going to show you that we are not to be banned in the USA, which they were being banned in the USA. So here's the song right here. Fucking banned in the USA. A 2 Live Crew letting you know what it's like. Right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, man. These fools, oh man, crazy motherfuckers. And by the way, rest in peace to Fresh Kid Ice. Yeah. Peace out. Play the song, Rudy.
We think it's the banning of free speech. The First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassment, sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white-collar people trying to grab our side, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we went for, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say. We won't be banned in the USA.
Luke's concerts are for adults.
Our record is a year old, but with all the publicity, there's a lot of people, curiosity is aroused. We're selling records to a totally different audience.
I take the precaution that nobody else has. I stick up my album, I made two versions.
The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? I like to party and have a good time. There's nothing but pleasure written in our rhymes. I know you don't think we'll ever quit. We got some people on our side that won't take your lip. We're gonna do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong. Saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Rising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
In the USA from Two Live Crew, Spanish Fly Experience. My name is Spanish Fly. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week to our fucking rebooted podcast, season 3, bringing it back to you once again. Not gonna be fucking stopped because we're just gonna keep bringing you the hits from 1990 all the way through 1999. Next week, of course, being 1991, we will bring you the fucking hottest, dopest fucking hip-hop tracks that were out during that year. At least in our opinion, you know, me and my boy Rudy's opinion, you know, we're going to bring it to you and hope you guys like it, man. Because, you know, we do this shit fun, man. We just love bringing music like this, man. We just love to talk, especially me, even though I don't know what to say half the time. I just stutter and mumble, but I don't give a fuck. This is my podcast and you guys are listening. And I thank you guys for listening. And I thank you guys for, you know, enjoying the music that we are bringing to you every single week with the Spanish Fly Experience podcast being brought to you by Feelings and Saints Clothing. Hell yeah. Get yourself fitted with them motherfucking right there, man. Those, that label right there, fucking dopest fucking label out there on the streets right now. I'm telling you, fucking wear it. And you never know. You might even be a model on the Instagram page or whatever page they got going at the time, man. You know, my boy Rudy might show some appreciation. Be like, you know, hey, let's put this motherfucker on the pictures, man, and the website, you know. So, you never know. Might do it, might not. But get the gear anyway over at VillageOfSaints.com. All right, got to wrap it up. One song left right here on the Spanish Fly Experience podcast during 1990s rap, hip-hop, you know, is, you know, back in the day, man, you know, fucking the gangs were getting crazy back in there, man. You know, fucking all these rap artists, you know, were coming out from different sides, getting into fucking, you know, fights all the time, fucking, you know, some motherfuckers getting stabbed, some motherfuckers were getting even killed, man. My boy Nipsey Hussle, man, rest in peace, man. That fool right there, you know, was the Crip, but got, you know, blasted by the other side, man. But, you know, they go out there, try to do some good, try to put their lyrics, you know, on fucking, you know, on wax to try to get some money. But, you know, sometimes they can't leave that life behind, or sometimes they, you know, think they left it behind, and something that they did back in the day just comes back and creeps up and gets them, you know. But, you know, these motherfuckers just decided that, you know what, enough is enough. Man, we got to band together, man, you know. Fuck all this colors, fuck all this bullshit. It probably lasted for about maybe a day or two. I don't know. People probably hear this song, maybe think about it, but then they're like, ah, fuck that. I'm going to go back to my old ways. But you know what, though? They at least try, man. Too many fucking rap artists to name on this fucking album, on this song right here. Oh, MC Hammer was on here. Fucking Michelle A singing the lyrics. Fucking Eazy-E, fucking Shock G. Just too many fucking rappers, man, that were on this album, right, on this song right here. I keep saying that, my bad. This song right here, I'm talking about the West Coast All-Stars, man. All West Coast rappers fucking banded together to make this one song right here fucking dope. Honestly, this song, I got no cuss words on it because, you know what, they just trying to send a message. Stop the violence, man. Come together. All in the same gang. That's the song I'm talking about. You're getting it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Keeping it clean up in here. Fucking keeping it real. Play.
Robbing people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a crew cut, now he's a poop butt. Dropped out of school and he joins the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the street selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid mother.
Sister, since we are the mothers of this earth, it's time we start being good mothers from the birth of our children. No time for sleeping. Teach them to fight and win. For the right reason. It's your time, it's your life living. Proud to be black, young and gifted. Lifted by the knowledge of taking. Gang violence needs to be wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chains. Caught with the same aim, brain games and names changed. Destroyed the black male crack jail and semi-automatic and static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, stop killing my brother cause we're all from the same gang.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Make the change cause we're all in the same gang.
Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on, then on the app get my part-time slang on. When the time for me was no joke, though, they knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Khaki's cleats gone past feeling sporty, low riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being the pimps that we are, we're here to speak in a situation that is going too far. Here at home, it's the ghettos of L.A. Where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day. Cause we used to cook on the streets before we made beef. But fools just lay and pray on the weak. It don't depend on the color of a rag. Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you have. Cause violence can only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs that bang most times. It's a political thing. Yeah, a couple of spots are getting tired. And then the government wants the fancy, they can all get stopped.
Ice-T, ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother watch the gun smoke.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You won't stop until your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Stop the fight.
Because we're all in the same game.
Yo, we're not here to preach, yeah. Because we're not ministers. We're telling it like it is, cause when it trans like sinister. Reality speaks for itself when it's spoken. A face head clutch can't bring nobody for smoking. Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying, brothers dying, lying in the streets, that's why we're trying. To stop it from falling apart and going to waste, and keeping the smile off a white face.
And brothers, killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep this up, then I'll be ain't no one left. I try my best to set an example, saying hype lyrics over hip-hop samples. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform, cause I'm living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh yeah? Yo, why is that, G?
Of the races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it, every night in the news, we prove them suckers right, and I got the blues.
America,
get busy, Humpty.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue and the red for Crimson Bloods, the white for who's got you doing time, busting caps on one another.
The underground's down for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man.
What?
Yo, what are you, retarded?
Tell them, Humpty.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the ab about a quarter to nine. All the homies getting blind in an eight ball line. Now on this tip, they started running their lip. Jumped in the deuce and took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 on the tick. The windows went down and the nines went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending something to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Beats in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not no ego or fame. We got involved cause we're all in the same game. Yo, easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know good from bad, fat from foul, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never hurt nobody.
But he still got smoked at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one but a zero. Take notes from Easy E, the violent hero.
All in the same game, the West Coast All-Stars. Hope y'all enjoyed that one right there. That was a dope jam right there, man. All them rappers got together and just showed them what's up, man. Showed everybody what's up back then. Either you listened to them or you didn't. You know, you went one way or the other. Didn't matter. Anyway, my name is Spanish Blonde. That's my homeboy Rudy Herrera over there behind the mixing table, putting all together these songs for you on this podcast every single week. Being brought to you once again this season by Villains of Saves Clothing. VillainsofSavesClothing.com. Check them out, man. Instagram, Facebook, all fucking sorts of different fucking ways to check them out. All you got to do is go on there, get yourself something. Type in Spanish Fly at the end. You get 10% off just like that, all right? Villains of Saves Clothing, thank you guys so much for being my sponsors once again this week. And, of course, we look forward to coming back to you next weekend for another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience, highlighting the year 1991, bringing you the best hip-hop joints that were out that year, and at least in our opinion, though, I'm going to bring them to you so I can talk about maybe how what kind of an effect they had on my life, or maybe what kind of effect they had in your life, you know? Not like no R&B jams, though. R&B jams got a lot of people in trouble, you know, having babies and whatnot, you know? Maybe these songs right here were, you know, when you was out there running the streets, getting crazy, doing some crazy shit, smoking bud, drinking the brews when you was young, you know what I'm saying? At least the kind of audience we're trying to cater to, or, you know, my youngster crew out there trying to listen up and maybe, like, saw the kind of shit we went through back in those days, man. Hopefully they don't follow in the direction that footsteps that we did. But anyhow, thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name is Spanish Fly. Once again, we'd like to thank you guys for tuning in for another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. And also check out my show every single week on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. on KUBU 96.5 FM at www.accesssacramento.org. Also available on your smartphone app, also on your tablet, iPhones, pads, whatever the fuck eyes they are, whatever kind of device. You got that app, just download it. You can hear our shows anywhere in the world, all right? Also right here in the city of Sactown at 96.5 FM. All right, Spanish Fly out the door. Once again, we'll be back next week for another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. Much love. Love you guys. You know, spread the word about the show being back again, you know. Because we're trying to do this big, man. We're trying to, you know, reach a bigger audience this season. So let them know it's cracking. The Spanish Fly Experience. Much love. Peace. I'm out.
Yo, just want to let everybody know that the brand new summer collection from Villains and Saints Clothing is dropping today. Yes, you heard it right. Our new summer line is dropping today, so you might want to check it out at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Head over there right now.